In your songbooks tonight, you might want to go ahead and mark number 284. Number 284, that's going to be the invitation song. If you would like to, you can turn to Ezekiel 18. Ezekiel 18. Starting in verse 30. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live. Through Ezekiel, God is telling people to turn away from their sin and their transgressions. This requires action or a choice. The power of choice is fundamental to our being, and it is what makes us human and distinguishes us from other species. We have the example of Joshua in Joshua 24, verse 15. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in the land which you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua here is actively choosing to serve God. Choice is a gift from God. Giving us the freedom of choice was necessary for his purpose. He did not want us to be robotic in the way that we worship him, because that is how we were made. He wanted us to worship him because we come to that conclusion and because we choose to. In Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. We have to choose to open that door and to let him into our hearts. Choosing God requires an action on our part. He wants us to freely submit to him and to his authority. In James 4, verse 7, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. In John 14, verse 21 through 24, you can turn there if you would like. John 14, verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. God wants us to love him. Love cannot be forced. It can only be given willingly by choosing to obey him and his word. There may be someone here tonight who has not obeyed or who has fallen away. God won't force you to come up tonight. If you have any need, please come as we stand and sing.